This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Do we have a show, and a show it is for you today. We're going to be playing some audio from the 2016 Al Smith dinner. The New York Times posted this, so we're going to play it out for you. It's between yours truly, Donald Trump, America's pick. There's no question about it, folks. The support that this man has got, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. And Hillary Clinton. We're going to be actually playing some audio so you can see the games that are being played between these two candidates in the face of the American people and behind closed doors. Because, folks, when you listen to the audio, what you're going to come away with it is this, is everything is a joke between the two of them, and at the end of the day, the American people will pay for what they at length tolerate. And again, keep in mind, friends, the joke is on you, but it was one of these, and it is, again, one of those I told you so's. We're going to play some audio from both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton making jokes, making light of the crimes committed on both sides as Donald pats her on the back and talks about how he was just kidding when he was talking about giving her a pardon, so on and so forth. I mean, folks, it's just over the top. And again, friends, these are what the American people have settled for concerning the standard, concerning a presidential contender and a candidate for the office of the United States of America. Folks, talking about the highest level, the executive office, one that would take over in the Oval Office called the President of the United States. This is not the standard whatsoever. Folks, we need to open our eyes to see what's going on here because, again, you're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. What I want to do, friends, is I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick and let you know what's going on across the boards. As much as I can jam in this first segment, it's important that I do because these audio pieces that I'm going to play of both Donald and Hillary are extensive. So let's get to it. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have vote rigging guru and former federal prison inmate Robert Creamer, who visited the White House 340 times, and he visited Barack Hussein Obama 45 times, and here, the criminal in the chief in the White House, the People's White House, criminal in chief Barack Hussein Obama, the effeminate sodomite foreign agent in the People's White House, said it was just unprecedented concerning vote rigging and voter fraud across the boards. Folks, when is enough enough? Really, I have to lay that to your candor. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, teacher blames student for having sex with her. I'd warned about 5 years ago what you're going to see because we have done 360 public high schools across the country. When we see what the NEA was doing along with the corrupt administration under George W. Bush and what they were pushing for concerning homosexuality and sodomy in public schools, I said soon enough you're going to be seeing teacher on student crimes. And folks, we're seeing it 2 to 3 times a week now. That which was obsolete before is now becoming common news, friends. But a teacher blames student for having sex with her. She said, he caught me in my weakest moments, and he used that to his advantage. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also check out Germany looks to pay countries to take back their Islamic migrants. Folks, they want to take them back. So Germany's looking to pay other countries to help remove them from their respective countries, namely Germany. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump resists pledge to absolutely accept election results, but why should anyone accept fraud? True that. That's exactly right. But see, folks, to every war that occurs, you need to keep in mind the first casualty is always the truth. In the state-controlled, controlled CIA media, as you know it today, folks, I'm telling you what, they always withhold the truth. They always hold or withhold the pieces that need to be given unto the people to make a fair assessment concerning the topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, latest email leaks. Listen to this. Latest email leaks. Loretta Lynch, no surprise here, tied to George Soros, an international criminal. Reporters fund Clinton and Obama clamps down on Julian Assange. Okay? Folks, see, what they want to do is they want to shut down all whistleblowers, and this is why it's so important that you protest while you have time to do it, folks, because what they want to do is they want to shut you down. They want to shut down the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And, folks, I don't know about you, but as for me and this radio show, by the grace of God, we're not moving. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Muslims riot. They throw rocks at police and rage over HBO series on jihad recruitment. Why would they do that? Because they hate the light. Why was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross? Because they hated the light. Because they understand that the light reproves the darkness. Read John 7:7. Read John 15. Remember, he said, they cannot hate you, but me they hate, because I testify against their deeds that they are evil, friends. Of course they are. They run antithetical to who we are in this country. Therefore, they're not here to assimilate, friends. They're here to overthrow, and out of their own mouths, that's exactly what they have done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, corrupting oneself is the ultimate morality in the pursuit of utopia. And here we have Hillary Clinton one again. Folks, again, the one is the only Hillary Clinton, folks. I'm telling you what, she is taking precedent across the boards concerning her crimes. She is not a legitimate candidate. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies. It just goes on and on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Clinton plan to destroy the right media involves war with Russia. Again, don't get caught up in the fact that Barack and Hillary are at war with Russia. They are not. Or China. They are aligned. You are the great obstacle, said George Soros, to the New World Order. Open your eyes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 2016. Is it the year of coup? And the coup is complete? And of course, it all started back when John F. Kennedy was shot dead like a dog for the world to see. I didn't say that. The FBI director did, because they wanted to let you know that they can get anybody that they want to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a security agent. Hillary Clinton compromised way more than just emails. Of course. Of course she's way more compromised. She doesn't work for you. She hates your guts, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama again attacks free speech with unlawful speech, forgive me. And again, no one objects. Folks, right when we come back, we're going to be talking a little more as to what's going on in SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and what's going on in the United States of America as what the state-controlled narrative withholds. We're going to give it to you, like it or not, black and or white, friends, is always how it comes from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to pick it up, and then we're going to go back over to the dinner with Hillary and Donald. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or if you would like to, you can jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, as well as our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, stick to topic. We're going to be playing a lot of audio for as much as we can get jam-packed into the next 45 minutes. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read John 14:6 or 1 Corinthians 11:1. We follow the Christ here because we understand that there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to give a quick shout out to KBWB 96.7 FM in Forks, Washington, who had just picked us up. Again, KBDB 96.7 FM in Forks, Washington. We just want to say thank you out there, Mark Lamb, the general manager. We appreciate your trust and welcome aboard to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, again, for the sake of time, we're trying to get as much in here as we possibly can. Let's jump back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, just giving you headlines across the boards as to what's going on in the United States of America, the information that the state-controlled narrative means to suppress. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, never has government been more involved in rigging an election. It's interesting to note, folks, between both of these contenders, as you would call them, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it's interesting how they both keep throwing more wood into that fire, friends. Do pay attention to that. Do pay attention to that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Unrest and martial law? Leaked military drill anticipates no rule of law after election results. Who's creating this atmosphere, friends? Well, some will say, well, the left is. No, wait a second. Well, if the left was the ones responsible, they think they're the ones responsible for it, friends. But keep in mind, the Lord said, I will turn that nation into hell that forsakes me in chapter 9, 16 and 17. So keep in mind, folks, that both the left and the right are under the judgments of the Most High God even now. And how do they do that? Well, the next topic, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bible removed from VA clinic after veteran complains. Our government is secular. Really, I'm still waiting for that phone call from one of those that would like to prove to all of us, all 57 affiliates in the United States and all 53 countries that are listening even now, we're still waiting for that call for you to prove your point. But of course, after 15 years of radio, we're still waiting for that phone call. America, that should tell you what your enemy means to do and how they operate. They mean to cause you to believe that what they say is true when in fact the opposite is true. Folks, we are a Christian nation, like it or not. We're based on the Mosaic Institution. Read again the Declaration of Independence and that which preceded that document. The forefathers of our forefathers called the Mayflower Compact. It smacks of nothing but the Word of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Massive cyber attack hits America. Will Russia take down the entire internet if we go to war, folks? Keep in mind the New World Order monkeys will use foreign countries in the game that they are now playing to establish what they're attempting to establish right now through a new world order. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. WikiLeaks again releases first batch of Obama emails, lists for cabinet, deputy, secretary-level positions, Arab, Muslim Americans, African Americans, Native Americans. Hey, folks, there is no such thing as a Muslim American. There's no such thing as an African American. As there is no such thing as a Caucasian American. There's no such thing as a Native American. Folks, we are all Americans or we are not. End of story. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If Donald Trump wins the election, it will be the biggest miracle in U.S. political history. Do remember that I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am consecrated first and foremost for his purposes, and I'm going to call it the way I see it, like it or not. That's how you should be calling it, friends, as you stand on the principles concerning the Word of God, because we understand here that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And what is that he was talking about? He was talking about the revelation that was bestowed upon the church. It wasn't given to establish the Catholic Church. Hate to burst your bubble, but the fact of the matter is I got the needle in my hand and I just burst it regardless, didn't I? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here again, Hillary Clinton. British politician says Russia has nothing to do with the DNC. Email leaks. Nope, they're all playing off each other just like the WWF at its very worst. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As I shared with you 2 years ago, American journalist, conspiracy theories about Syria prove as fact 2 years after she was killed again. Who called it a theory, friends? The state-controlled media did. They didn't want to expose. And keep in mind, media is there to protect corruption, and don't ever forget it. That's why they call it a theory when it's the truth. And believe me, when you tell the truth, they'll hit you harder more than anything and anybody else, friends. Believe me. That's how it works. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully. France's Marine Le Pen promises to ban religious clothing and symbols. Remember how I always shared with you how they're using the Muslims, how they're using the homosexuals, the communists, the atheists, only to be used as a political battering ram? Well, look what's going on over in France, friends. I told you so, and I hate saying it, but France's Marine Le Pen promises to ban religious clothing and symbols, including Christian ones, to fight Islam. Really? That's like disarming your military before you dispossess your enemy, isn't it? Well, that's exactly right. Think, friends, this is all aimed at Christianity. At the end of the day, mark my words, nothing new under the sun, friends. Ecclesiastes, read the Word of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Investigative reporter James O'Keefe, ahead of release of next expose on Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party vote rigging and fraud, anything anything happens to me, the third one will be released within 1 hour today, friends. Check it out on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, speaking of Hillary Clinton, once again, she must be a psychopath. Five big fat lies Hillary told at the final presidential debate. How many lies and how many crimes does she need to commit before you actually respond to her crimes, America? I'm just curious. I just want to know. Because, again, they only do whatever you let them get away with. Sons of Liberty Media.com, interestingly enough, and I told you this right off the bat once again, here's this clown, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, the representative for, friends, the Republican Party. It's interesting, friends. Paul Ryan's devious support of Hillary? No. Folks, these are the establishment that you're complaining about. And as if I shared, folks, and I have shared so many times concerning Gideon, he was ordained by God and empowered by God, that mighty man of valor, to tear down firstly his father's altars. That was the establishment. And then guess who exposed themselves? The enemies that your forefathers, that the establishment is actually working for. But you already know who they are. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's little clerk, her little assistant, her little Muslim clinic. I'm sorry, her little Muslim clerk. And her assistant, friends, Huma Abedin on Hillary Clinton. Her husband's a pedophile, too, by the way. She created this mess, and she knows it. In her confusion, she blurted the truth out. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Clinton tops 2015-16 jihad donors list. Folks, who is supporting Hillary? Who is supporting Barack Hussein Obama? Your sworn enemies. And they are supporting them, trying to get her to take back her administration from that effeminate foreign agent named Barack Hussein Obama. Or Barry Satoro, or whatever you want to call him, folks. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, WikiLeaks, once again, corrupt ruling power factions are going to win the election. Folks, you can win this election if you stand up and deal with the issues at hand. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Yes, there's more to come. Truth bomb from Rasmussen. More Americans want Hillary indicted than elected. Now we're starting to take some ground. This is exactly the end aim for every American in this country. Friends, when you read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, listen carefully. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Establish justice. And I can read in Article 2, Section 4, how for the smallest of infractions, it's a misdemeanor. Even the smallest of misdemeanors, they can be impeached and then indicted and then charged. Listen again. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Truth bomb from Rasmussen. More Americans want Hillary indicted than elected. Why is she there, America? What you just want? Is that wishful thinking? Or are you actually going to stand up and love God and love your country and your posterity enough to actually enforce the law against her and her administration and the corrupt media that has helped her, folks? That they work for her. You know that, right? Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to be talking. Well, I'm not. Hillary and Donald will be talking. Be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to get over to the speech by Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It looks like we're going to have to break this up into 2 days. I'll get to Donald first to kind of show you as to how you are being played behind closed doors. Like it or not, I know nobody likes to play the fool. I totally get that. That's why I keep trying to shake you awake so you can understand what's going on so you don't have to play the fool. Okay? Just for the record, that is a demonstration of love. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. I just shared with you right during the last segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a truth bomb from Rasmussen. More Americans want Hillary indicted than elected. Of course. Folks, you see these T-shirts all over the place, all across the boards, signs and T-shirts, Hillary for prison. How does she possibly have this support? Well, you're about to find out in just a couple moments. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Clinton Fixer, nothing I've heard about Donald Trump comes closer to sexual and moral corruption than that of the Clintons. See, now you are going to lessen the crimes on both sides, and now what you're doing is you're highlighting the crimes of Clintons, and you're justifying the crimes of Hillary Clinton, or I'm sorry, Donald Trump. America, let me just say this before we get rocking on this. You're soft on these two candidates and their crimes because you're soft on yourself. And I want you to understand, God is not going to be soft on what you think needs, or is played with, like sin. For example, sin is not a puppy to be played with, but the American people think it's a joke, and you're about to hear what I'm talking about. But again, friends, Clinton Fixer, nothing I have heard about Donald Trump comes close to the sexual and moral corruption of the Clintons. That is exactly what I tried to tell you, friends, months ago. This is the lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim migrant who anally raped a 10-year-old boy, see, friends, has conviction overturned. He didn't know the boy didn't want to be raped, said the Muslim. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, are the polls rigged against Trump? All of these wildly divergent surveys cannot possibly be correct. Again, friends, nobody's really within their right mind. And I'm not talking about those lunatics that think that they're in the right mind, and they are not. But I want you to understand that there's nobody in their right mind that is not looking at Hillary Clinton as a legitimate candidate. She is not legitimate. And as I just shared with you, friends, across the boards, people want an indictment. They're not even talking about voting for Hillary Clinton. They're talking about justice, and rightly so, because we understand what it means on the back of the Supreme Court building in the United States of America, with Moses holding the two tablets of God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, friends, where it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. That's exactly right. Notice the law is in both of his hands. Okay? Need to know the law before you can execute judgment, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and then we're going to get over to this, friends. 52,000 illegal kids released into the U.S. by Obama in 2016. Did you hear what I said? Remember what I told you 8 years ago, America? Remember I told you that if this administration, this corrupt criminal administration, had all the support, the state-controlled narrative wanted you to believe that they had, they wouldn't need the illegals to come into the United States. Guess what? They still don't have the support that they want, but I'll tell you what, they're stacking the cards against you, America. It's time for you to wake up as to what's going on here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some audio from Donald Trump, first and foremost. We'll get to Hillary tomorrow. At the 2016 Al Smith dinner, this was released by the New York Times. This is the day after the debates. Now, you tell me, friends, is this a serious note? And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you my two cents. Go ahead and play that, Sam, please.
What's great about the Al Smith dinner is that even in the rough and tumble world of a really, really hard-fought campaign, in fact, I don't know if you know Hillary, but last night they said that was the most vicious debate in the history of politics, presidential debate, the most vicious. And I don't know, are we supposed to be proud of that, or are we supposed to be unhappy? But they did say that, and I'm trying to think back to Lincoln. I don't think they can really compete with that. But the candidates have some lighthearted moments together, which is true. I have no doubt that Hillary is going to laugh quite a bit tonight, sometimes even at an appropriate moment. And even tonight, with all of the heated back and forth between my opponent and me at the debate last night, we have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
Isn't that funny, America? Isn't that cute? And the grown-ups laugh.
And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that after I get into office." Just kidding, just kidding. And Hillary was very gracious. She said if somehow she gets elected, she wants me to be, without question, either her ambassador to Iraq or to Afghanistan. It's my choice. But one of the things I noticed tonight and I've known Hillary for a long time, is this is the first time ever, ever, that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it. Sure. Sure. You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot. These events give not only the candidates a chance to be with each other in a very social setting, it also allows the candidates the opportunity to meet the other candidates' team. Good team. I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are. The heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post.
They lightly
working overtime.
Lightly esteemed the God of Salvation, friends. It's all a joke. It's all a joke.
Oh, this one's going to get me in trouble. Not with Hillary. You know, the president told me to stop whining. But I really have to say, the media is even more biased this year than ever before. Ever. You want the proof? Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. And I don't get it. I don't know why. And it wasn't her fault. Stand up, Melania. Come on. She took a lot of abuse. Oh, I'm in trouble when I go home tonight. She didn't know about that one. Am I okay? I said, okay. Cardinal, please speak to her. I'd like to address an important religious matter. The issue of going to confession. Or, as Hillary calls it, the 4th of July weekend with FBI Director Comey. Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession before tonight's event. But the priest was having a hard time when he asked her about her sins, and she said she couldn't remember 39 times.
Nah.
Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission.
Which is true.
How corrupt you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission. Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight, because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it.
See, folks, it's all a joke. Hang on a second. Go ahead, turn that down. We're going to pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. This is Donald Trump making light of Hillary Clinton's crimes. Do you think that they could be having this little time of their life at the Al Smith dinner, folks, at Arlington Cemetery, just to give you the distinguishing marks of what's serious and what's not?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Listening to Donald Trump and his fabricated contender as they play out WWF at its very worst at the Al Smith dinner the day after the debates. Now, I just wanted to lay to your candor what I said during the outro, during the last segment. Could you see these two making jokes out of each other's crimes if they were actually having this dinner at Arlington Cemetery or perhaps at a veteran memorial? I mean, just to make distinction between the severity of the price of freedom and those that make light of it. And see, folks, we get in trouble with the things, first and foremost, with a just and a holy God, because he is a just and a holy God, because we lightly esteem the rock of our salvation. If you think that sin is a joke, why don't you go ahead and look at the crosses above the heads of those fallen men that they are making light of? And in spiritual matters, is sin a joke? Look at Christ crucified on Calvary. Is it a joke? Nope. But you have conditioned, you've been desensitized to believe that everything, well, we can work this out. There's a mending of ways. No, there is not. There are those that are lawful, and there's those that are unlawful. Those that are righteous, and there's those that are evil. And there is no in-betweenites, friends. Furthermore, Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And folks, here we have have it. Donald and Hillary making light of each other's crimes in the face of the American people. Now, this is behind closed doors, by the way. This wasn't supposed to go public, but the New York Times made it public. And keep in mind, while these jokes are going back and forth, Donald's looking over at Hillary for her approbation, letting her know that it's okay. And even when he was talking about when she bumped into him and she said, pardon me. He turned around and said, only if, he goes, we can talk about that when I, basically become the president of the United States of America. Folks, there's nothing funny about her crimes. And yet Donald's making light of the crimes. Folks, I want you to understand what you see is exactly what you're going to get in this country. And I want to reiterate the point, and I want to tell you why you're light on the crimes of your representatives, friends. You're light on your representatives because you're light on your own crimes before a just and a holy God. I want to reiterate the point that God is not. I want to reiterate the point that God is not lightly esteeming what you accept, friends, as a joke. There's nothing funny about it. I mean, can you imagine even going over to Donald Trump even now and talking big and bad in front of the American people and then at a dinner, namely the L. Smith dinner the day after the debates, making light of her crimes? Can you imagine the families of those from Benghazi? Can you imagine the strewn bodies around the Clinton administration? Folks, we're talking about into the hundreds now, and he's making light out of her crimes? Now, I'm glad you think that's funny, but I don't see anything funny about it. As a matter of fact, I told my wife when I was watching it earlier, because this was posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just thought, well, what can you say? I mean, the American people, they don't want to listen. It reminds me of Samuel going to the people and saying, listen, you want Saul, but this is what you're going to get. You want Saul, America, and I want to tell you something. This is what you're going to get. While they're playing games with you and your freedoms and the blood of your veterans that bought the freedoms in which we have through their sacrifice, they are making a joke out of literally everything that they talk about as a serious note in the face of the American people. Go ahead and play the rest of Donald, and then I'll give you my last comments during the end here. Go ahead, Sam.
If Hillary was going to be here tonight, because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics.
It's a Catholic dinner.
Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile, which is, everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them. Thank you. I don't know, and I don't want this evening without saying something nice about my opponent. Hillary has been in Washington a long time. She knows a lot about how government works. And according to her sworn testimony, Hillary has forgotten more things than most of us will ever, ever know. That I can tell you.
Okay, so folks, here you have it. Behind everything that he lays out as being a serious note in the face of the American people during the debates, during this dinner, folks, everything at the end of every comment he made, there was a joke to ensue. Okay, this is 2016 Al Smith dinner, folks. It's online. You can go ahead and check out the whole video. Tomorrow we're going to play Hillary Clinton. And I want to go back and I want to go and show you again scripturally as to the fact that God is not to be played with in any sense of the word. He's a merciful God. Yes, he's a loving God. Let me put it into context. If I go to Nahum chapter 1, it says, God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that say, well, God is such a loving God that he's just going to overlook my crimes. Let me tell you something. Because God is a loving God, you need to first of all remember that he is a holy and a just God. And because he is good, he will bring forth consequence and he will drop the law concerning his wrath, concerning the crimes of those that held on to their sin and that remained in their sin. Remember, Jesus said those that remain in their sin, they'll die in their sin. And it goes on. It says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and who will not at all acquit the wicked? He'll not at all overlook the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry. He drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world in all that therein dwell. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. That is Nahum 1. And you want to know how much God hates sin, friends? Look to, in the natural, Arlington Cemetery, a veteran memorial. Those men and women fought magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes of tyranny. Okay? And if you go to the cross of Calvary, how much does God hate sin? Look to the sacrifice, Jesus Christ. How much does God love us? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's twofold. But friends, for the life of me, I don't understand how it is that the American people allow those and take serious those that mean to rule the roost, which they are not called to do. They are simply called to enforce the laws and get out of the way. And how many things the government are involved in today, namely what's going on in Washington, the federal government, how it asserts the rights of the states, when in fact the federal government's a creature of the states, not the other way around. Folks, you are upside down in every given way, let me tell you. But the fact of the matter is, how do you take serious these two candidates when they're looking at each other, making jokes, and all the grown-ups at this dinner are making light of it? And furthermore, what's funny about it is they keep making reference over to this cardinal. Oh, just wait until tomorrow, friends, when you get to listen to Hillary Clinton high-five the Pope that advocates that which is contrary and runs counter to the Word of God in so many different ways. But this is what you're allowing. You are allowing them to set the standard, America. And I got another question for you. And I'm speaking to the church now, 78% of the American people. How is it Franklin Graham comes about and says, we're not legitimizing Donald Trump's crimes. He apologized. He said he was sorry to his wife what he did. Now, what we're talking about is Supreme Court justices. Haven't you learned that lesson already, church, in this country? I mean, read Isaiah 30. You have a covering that's not the covering of the Lord. In Galatians 5, you use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You're trying to justify Donald because you're attempting to justify yourselves. And it's not working biblically. How is it that a football, baseball, hockey, sports figures all across the board, how is it that you expect them to be perfect, but your politicians, it's okay, whatever they are, we're trying to justify ourselves, right, America? It's not going to work. How is it that the military requires perfection, but you allow this concerning those that rule the military, namely the commander-in-chief? Yet the churches make excuses for their imperfections. You know, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven, right? Folks, why don't we get back to reading the Word of God? Because I'll tell you what, if we did, we wouldn't be allowing this to be going on in our country. Folks, love you by what we do. We'll be talking tomorrow about part two concerning him.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.